Hey guys, Pastor Travis here from Unity Church Magnolia. We are excited that you chose to listen to this podcast. We pray that it will bring you hope, peace, and encouragement for your journey with Christ. God bless you as you listen.
I want to echo what Pastor Shane said. Last Sunday was just a special day in the presence of God. And man, I've heard so many testimonies of just what God did in people's hearts and lives last Sunday. And we celebrate with that. And I just want to say it has been a big couple of weeks. Actually, it's been a big year. I was telling Pamela, we are going to have quite the slideshow or video to recap this year in ministry here at Unity Church. We have done a lot. You guys remember, I mean, we had a major concert in the spring, and we had fall spring outreaches and things throughout the summer. A bunch of weddings. That's all I know to say. It's just a bunch of weddings, a whole bunch of weddings. And we have one yesterday. Brittany and Darren got married. They grew up around here. Miss Patty raised them. And in fact, Robert and Kelly, they lived with Robert and Kelly for a time as well. And so this church got to watch Brittany grow up, and we got to watch them get married last night. It was beautiful. And I just want to thank right now, last weekend we had two major banquets. This weekend we had a wedding. And if you look around, it doesn't even look like there was a wedding here. I mean, it's just, the team worked tirelessly over the last couple of weeks. And I've learned not to try to name people, but they know who they are. We know who they are. You know who they are. And so can you give them a hand this morning for all their work and effort? So thank you so much. Also, thank you for breakfast this morning. They let Pamela and I pick breakfast this morning. And so for pastor appreciation, we want to say thank you for that. It was skillet potatoes, eggs, smoked sausage and biscuits, and just goodness. It was goodness. In fact, whenever I got over there, I get there early because we have band practice. I got there early. They had it all ready, and my eggs, I like my eggs fried, and they had them fried just perfect because I like to slop up the chicken. You know what I mean? I like to, the little chickadee, I like to sop it up with my biscuit. And so they had it just perfect. And so thank you so much for that. We do feel honored. In fact, Pamela and I were talking. We just feel honored all year. We don't feel honored during Pastor Appreciation or Pastor Appreciation Month. We feel honored all year long. And so we want to thank you for that. It truly is a privilege to serve here at Unity Church. Also, I want to brag on one of our students. He's not here this morning, but maybe word will get out. His dad is. That's DeMarco Walker. He won our Panther football game Friday night, I'm just going to say. I mean, I know it's a team effort. I know it's a team effort. But whenever you're behind with about a minute left in the game and you sack the quarterback in the backfield and recover the ball, you know, allow Magnolia to get a chance to score, and we did. And by the way, that was division leaders that we beat on Friday night. And so I'm just saying, the last several games, I've heard DeMarco Walker over and over and over and over again. And so somebody needs to get on to him for not being here this morning. I'm sure he has a good reason, but it's just a joy to watch him develop in that and represent God on the field too. I've seen him do that as well. So we thank God for that. Amen. So this morning I've got a message entitled Continual Praise. Continual Praise. I want to encourage everyone. This is a standalone message, and this is a message that I preached, I believe it was in 2010. And I've tweaked it and revised it some, but this is a message that God was praying about what God would have me speak on this morning. And he reminded me of this message, and it's more of teaching than it is preaching. But I want to encourage you to be here next Sunday. A really good friend of mine, Lee Williams will be with us Sunday morning. Lee and Dottie Williams, they have served as the men's director. I thought it was 25 years in Kentucky, but it was 30 years. They've been serving as the men's directors for the state of Kentucky for 30 years. And God has given them just an incredible message of hope, much like Suzanne Cox, where they experienced great tragedy, but God has redeemed all that they lost. And you want to be here for that. If you've heard them before, you know you won't be disappointed. But many of you have never heard them before, and this will be a special treat. They travel with people that are very influential in the kingdom. They travel with Dave Reaver. If you've ever heard of Dave Reaver, they travel with him. They travel with Martha Tennyson, which is a pioneer of the faith and the Assemblies. And so you want to be here for this. In fact, I believe he's going to tell some stories of Martha, if for those that know and have heard Martha Tennyson. So you want to be here for that next Sunday morning. And then they're also going to be with us at the Guys Night at Logali next week. So please make plans to be here next Sunday. We want to experience this together. I believe we're going to have time of ministry for families together at the end of the service on Sunday. So it's going to be just a really incredible day. Amen. Somebody say continual praise. The word says in Hebrews 13 verse 15, it says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." Somebody say continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The word says that we are to offer to him praise, not just praise, but a sacrifice of praise continually. That means if our praise is not costing us something, then it's not really praise. Does that make sense? How many of you know that an offering that costs you nothing is not an offering? Right? Well, our praise is an offering to God. And so God is wanting us to make a sacrifice of praise. So that what that really means is even when you don't feel like it, you praise him anyway. Can somebody say amen? And even when things may not be going your way, you praise him anyway. And so God is wanting us to continually offer him a sacrifice of praise. And listen, it says that this is the fruit of our lips. The fruit of our lips. The Bible talks about bearing good fruit, and a good tree produces good fruit. Well, our fruit is that which comes off of our lips, which is giving thanks to God for his name. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is alive and well this morning, God. I thank you that it's sharper than a double-edged sword, God. And I thank you that it's here to change our lives today if we allow it to. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Would you give the worship team a hand this morning? It's beautiful, beautiful. I love those songs that Pamela chose for today. Man, there's just a sweet presence of God here. You know, I don't sense just a lot of emotion or things like that in the room, but it's just a sweet presence of the Holy Spirit here, and we're going to try to maintain that as we move into the message. Continual praise. So continual simply means this: to be repeated without interruption. Oh, I love that. To be repeated without interruption. In fact, I remember there was a time where we used to sing the same songs over and over and over again. We had a list of about maybe 20 songs that we sang over and over again. And people would say, "Man, why are we singing those same songs over and over again?" Well, you know, whenever I read about what the angels are singing in heaven, it's just holy, 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 right? And so, you know, I don't know that they have a huge set list in heaven, but we'll find out when we get there. Who knows? Maybe they never repeat anything, but I know they repeat holy, holy, holy. And so, you know, it's funny how we do that. And then I remember growing up in the church, we used to sing out of the course book. And so our church got really progressive when we moved from the hymn book to the course book. Does anybody remember that? Anybody? We had two books. So most churches have one book. We had two. And we had the hymn book, which was thick, and when we had the course book, which was thin, because it basically just took the courses out of the hymns, and you sang them over and over and over and over again, right? And so, let's see, what was one of them? Help me. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him, what a mighty God we serve. Then you just went right back, what a mighty God we serve. Y'all remember that? What a mighty God we serve. Can y'all sing it? Angels bow before. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, come on. Can we do it again? What a mighty God we serve. Come on, somebody put some soul in it. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah. And so it's so funny because kids think there's something because they come up with hand motions to something. Man, we were doing that long before the kids were. Oh, we had hand motions all up in church. You were real progressive if you used the hand motions, you know. And then it got really progressive, and you became almost rebellious if you got rid of the course books and we got one of those overhead projectors. You remember that? It had transparencies. It became somebody's job in the church to make transparency sheets that would go up on the wall that you could barely read because the light was so dim, right? And, I mean, you were pushing the limits when you started using the transparency sheets. And it was one of my favorite things to do as a teenager when they would let me run the transparency machine was to sneak a couple of hand puppets up there with the words, you know what I'm saying? There's some butterflies going on or something, you know? And it was really funny when somebody got distracted and put the words on backwards. That was really interesting, trying to sing What a Mighty God We Serve backwards. And so, you know, church has come a long way is what I'm getting to. And we got really good at repeating courses and repeating things and doing things over and over and over again. And I think that there is some power in that. Because what I found myself doing, even as a kid growing up, and even as a teenager growing up, is throughout the week, I would find myself walking around the house, or even walking around Walmart going, what a mighty God we serve. Why? Because we've repeated it over and over and over again, right? And it becomes ingrained inside of you. And I believe that it helped us to maintain an attitude of praise even throughout the week. Does that make sense to anybody? And so this is talking about repeated without interruption. But what we're talking about today is being able to continually keep praise on our lips and to keep repeating that and to keep that going throughout our life wherever we are, whether we're at home or at the workplace or at school. You know, they say you can't pray in school, but people sing in school. And so there's no reason you can't walk around your hall saying, this is how I fight my battles, right? So, or whatever. And what I found is even if something's not coming out of my mouth in situations where I can't be vocally praising God, I can still have it going on up here. And I can still have it going on right here. And so God wants us to be able to maintain continual praise in our life. Psalm 34:1 says this, His praise will continually be on my lips. His praise will continually be on my lips. Psalm 119:62 says this, At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto you because of your righteous judgments. We know that King David would get up in the middle of the night to make sure that praise was still happening and to make sure that the fire was still burning and different things. He wanted to make sure that things were being maintained even in the middle of the night. And he's saying, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto you because of your righteous judgments. Well, I think about those who were shackled and chained in prison. And in the midnight hour when it becomes the darkest, we remember that they began to sing songs of praise to God, which brought them freedom. God is wanting for us to maintain continual praise during the day, at night. You know, that is one of the last things we do at night is we give thanks to God for what He's done for us that day. We get up in the morning and we thank Him for what He's going to do that day. We thank Him throughout the day and we try to maintain continual praise. So the question is, How do we do it? How do we do it? How do we maintain continual praise? How do we praise Him continually? Well, here's what I found out about God. And I think we've got this wrong in the church. For a long time, we've tried to make praise and worship so seeker-friendly that we just praise Him however we're comfortable praising Him. If you're comfortable, raise your hands. If you're comfortable, lift up your voice. If you're comfortable, sing to God with a voice of triumph. And we say things, we've changed our terminology because we don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable in our church services. But nowhere in the Bible does God say, praise me if you are comfortable. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, lift up your hands if you're comfortable. Nowhere in the Word of God does it say, lift up a shout of praise if you're comfortable. It says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Not if you feel like it. Not if you're not too shy, you know, shout unto God, right? It says, shout unto God. In fact, when victories came in the Old Testament, we found that it was when the whole entire assembly would lift up their voice with a shout of triumph. Or when the whole entire assembly would bow down before Him. And so we have made this way of praising God optional. And we have now listen, when I really think about this, I think, what have we done, right? We have allowed ourselves to determine the kind of praise that God desires from us. Like we've made ourselves the deciding factor of what He's going to get. Now, God is loving and He's kind, but He's also just. And He also gave us His Word with specific ways that He wants to be praised. So we're going to look at some of these this morning. I've got a list with scripture references here for you this morning. Number one, shout for joy. Shout for joy. And the scripture there is Psalm 32, verse 11. But there is power in the shout. Ask the Israelites when they came to Jericho. It didn't say, you know, they didn't say, those that are comfortable, we're going to shout and the walls are going to come down. No, it's everybody all at the same time. We're going to lift up a shout of praise. I've been in services where the entire assembly would lift up their voice with a shout of praise. And every single time things happened. So God said, shout for joy. Number two, oh, clap your hands. People say, I couldn't go to that church, man. They clapped their hands. Well, it's because He told us to, you know. This is what God said. He said, clap your hands. He said, sing. Three is sing. It's scriptural. Sing. Number four, make a loud noise. Now, some of you can't sing, but you can make a loud noise. I've heard it. I've heard it at my house. I've heard it at church. I've heard it all over the place, but we can make a loud noise. That's what I do most of the time, just make a loud noise. In fact, my kids make fun of my singing at home, so just so you know. Also, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. It's scriptural. Why do we do it? Because He said to. I've heard people come up with all these things. Oh, lifting up your hands is a sign of surrender unto God. And it's like God is there with a 45 saying, stick them up. You know, we stick them up and we say, okay, I surrender. No. It's not that. Why do we lift our hands? Because He told us to. He said, lift up your hands. So I lift up my hands. I found anytime we need an explanation from God, we take His authority and diminish it down to our understanding. But God knows that whenever you lift your hands, things begin to happen. And God told us to. And so we just lift up our hands. Yes, there are times where that is surrender to God. There's times where you're acknowledging, hey, God, I feel You in this room. And I'm acknowledging that. And so we lift up our hands. Also, rejoice. I think praise should be fun. Does anybody agree with me? Praise should be fun. I've been to some churches where praise wasn't very fun. You know, I've been to some churches where it took about four songs to get people to stand up. And that's because somebody had to tell them to. Would you all stand, please? You know? And in fact, I was in an Assembly of God church here in Arkansas. Big. It was a big church, man. Really big church. And Pamela and I believe we were in the balcony. And we're sitting there. I thought it was pre-service or something, but no, man, we're in the third or fourth song and everybody's still sitting down, you know? And I'm like, what is going on? About the third song, I'm like, I think this is the worship service. And then they ask everybody to stand, and that's because they were going into the chorus, "We are standing." They wanted everybody to be standing, I guess. As soon as they got finished with the chorus, they said, "You may all be seated." And then they finished the worship service. I'm like, man, these people need some joy, right? And so it says, rejoice. Also, the next one is with the sound of trumpets. With the sound of the trumpets. Kelsey is a trumpet player. And we have, I'll say this, we have sounds of trumpets in our house. And sometimes they sound happy, and sometimes I don't exactly know what's happening. But we do have the sounds of trumpets. In fact, now we have a trumpet, a baritone, and a saxophone player in our house. And so you can imagine the joyful noises that are being lifted up in our house. So also it says, ooh, Matt loves this one. Upon the loud cymbals. Now, I love that. Upon the what cymbals? Somebody say that. Say it again. You guys aren't very loud. Say it one more time. There you go, the loud cymbals. Oh, the music's too loud, Pastor. Well, it's just because he told us to make it loud. I don't know, you know. And right. I never hear that, by the way. So upon the loud cymbals. In fact, I want to thank God right here. I want to pause. And I know this is just a different kind of message today. But I want to thank God for our sound system. Because God blessed us with the money to get this stuff. And I was in a church that had the exact same, well, not the exact same, but very close, very similar to this sound system. So I want to thank God for the sound system. But I also want to thank God for our sound people in the back. Because they had the same sound system, basically. And it did not sound good at all. It was very bad. Very, very bad. Very, very, very loud. And you couldn't understand what anybody was saying. And so it's not just the sound system that makes it awesome, but it's the sound people in the back. Can we give them a hand? So it says the loud cymbals. And so, Matt, you can crash those cymbals as hard as you want to, buddy. We'll just put the lid on the cage and you can go for it. All right. And so it says make a joyful noise. And it also says with a harp. And so we may be missing it on this. We don't have a harp. But I was looking for a guy in a diaper that could play it, and I couldn't find one. And so we got Daniel instead. And so another scripture says on the stringed instruments. And so I think we got that covered. We've got the stringed instruments. I saw the three guitar players over here this morning, and they looked like the three amigos or something over there, figuring out what they were going to play and stuff. So we thank God for them. Also, the piano is a stringed instrument. And we don't have one of those in here anymore, but we do have keyboards that sound like a string instrument. So I think God will give us grace for that. Also, I love this last one. Make known his deeds among the people. You say, well, I'm not very musical, Pastor, and I really can't sing. And they say I can't carry a tune in a bucket? Is that the saying? Okay, but you can make known his deeds among the people. You can talk about it. Oh, you can talk about it. Man, God is good. Anybody can say that. He's been good to me. He's done great things for me. In fact, here is what Psalm 100, verse 3 and 4 says. It says, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You know what I am reading in this scripture? It's him. It's he. It's not us. It's not me. It's he. We are his. We are the sheep of his pasture. And so what we know is that all of our blessings and any good thing that happens to us in life is not because of us. It's not because of me. It's not because I earned it or I deserved it or I was good enough or strong enough or capable enough. It was all because of God, and all of our blessings come straight from Him. And so I can tell you this, the more you talk about where your blessings came from, the more the blessings come. I prove that over my life. The more I recognize what God is doing in my life and what God is causing to happen in my life, the more I give Him glory for those things, the more He allows to happen. And so, in fact, it makes me realize, man, more's happening than I even realized. When I start looking for it, and when I start talking about it, and when I start recognizing it, and when I began to make known His deeds among the people, then, man, I can promise you, test it and see if you don't begin to recognize the blessing of God in your life. Man, it's powerful. It's powerful because it's all for His name's sake anyway. It's not for me. So this week, we had a really fun week. It was a really trying week, but it was really fun because here's the way God worked. We were at home on Friday, and we were punching through some things that had to get done at the house. And we had a big stack of mail that needed to be filtered through and all this stuff. And so we start going through things and we find things. And that led me to look for something else. And I found a gift card. And some of you have had these experiences. Found a gift card. And I was like, hey, I wonder if there's anything left on that gift card. Called the number, $3. I'm like, man, that's three unsweet teas this week that I can. I love Chicken Express unsweet tea. Love it. All right. And so that was my first thought. And then I was like, I'm probably going to have to give it to Pamela. So I found that. And then I found another one. And I'm like, man, well, there was some on that last card. I'm going to check this one. $5. $5 on that gift card. Whoo, sweet. I'm up to $8. Found another one. $10. Another $10. I was up to, I believe it was $33 that I had found. Was it $33? $33 worth of gift cards that I found all over the place. Just found them all over the place. And so it was so exciting. And then I found a $25 gift card that had never even been used. And then Pamela found a $25 gift card in her purse. And I'm like, what is going on here? Oh, we were going on a date Friday night, and we're like, hey, this is paying for our date. Plus some. Because we're a cheap date. I am a cheap date, I'll admit it. But I'm not as cheap as Pamela, so it all works out. Pamela's like, we're going out and we're getting water. In fact, it's bad when you walk in some restaurants and they just bring you water because they know you ain't ordering a drink, you know. And so, anyway, it was just a lot of fun. And so, we were over $100, I believe, in gift cards that we found. And then yesterday, I was handed a $100 gift card as a gift, and I mean, it was just happening. In fact, this is awesome. That kind of stuff has just happened to us for years now, and it's because we really do try. Every time it happens, we try to talk about it. And we don't talk about it to brag or to say, woohoo, look at us or anything. We've just noticed if you keep giving God glory, He just keeps giving you stuff. It's part of that open hand thing. And we also find ways to sow things. And so we were in Cracker Barrel the other day, and we had taken our family out for a family day on Monday. And we went to Cracker Barrel with both of our moms, and we had went to dinner, and our kids, man, they were just so cute. And JoJo was sitting up there feeding himself his green beans. I mean, he was just, everybody's watching him, you know. And he's just sitting there quietly, you know, feeding himself his green beans. And we finished our lunch, and then we're leaving the restaurant, and there's this gentleman that is walking around with money in his hand, just flopping. And I'm like, what is he doing? I mean, he's just flopping this money around. Well, he was looking for JoJo. And so we're walking out the door, and he said, hey, wait a minute. He said, I just wanted to give him this money. And so JoJo's getting cash. He don't even know what money is.
And he's getting cash. And I'm just telling you, man, God is just so good. And you know what he said? He said, I want to thank your family for blessing us today. Thank you for allowing us to just be blessed by your family today. You know, and he gave JoJo the money. And now Pamela did what she always does. She took it from him. But, you know, it's so funny. But it went in his bank. It went in his bank. It went in JoJo's bank. And so it's just so fun watching God bless his people. And so many of you have been blessed. Many of you guys have just experienced great things. I wanted to brag on DeMarco, not for DeMarco's sake, but just watching God use that young man in his life. And I just believe that if he allows God to do it, that God will continually to bless him so that God can be glorified through his life. Because somebody say, it's all for his name's sake. Amen. Somebody say, continual praise. So that's how God wants us to praise him. God wants us to praise him in all these ways. He wants us to shout. He wants us to dance and sing and make music and lift up our voice and our hands and all of these things. And he wants us to make his deeds known among the people, realizing that it all came from God anyway. And so that's how he wants to be praised. And so the thing that I want to leave you with this morning, this last segment, is why do we praise him continually? What are some reasons that we praise God? In fact, what makes God truly worthy of praise, even on the bad days? And so I've got praise. We're going to use each one, P-R-A-I-S-E. We're going to use praise and use these letters. Number one is powerful, because God is powerful. And if we recognize that, then we will be empowered ourselves to overcome the bad days. Because God is bigger than your bad days. God is greater than your bad days. It says, now these are your servants. This is Nehemiah 1:10. Now these are your servants and your people. Somebody say, I'm his people. All right. I know that's bad grammar, but we're going to go with it. Whom you have redeemed. Is anybody glad to be redeemed? By your great power and by your strong hand. We are redeemed because of the power of the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. He is powerful. He is strong. In fact, almost every time I praise him, that begins to come out. God, you are powerful. You are strong. You are the Almighty God. And I just began to thank him for that. And that reminds me that whatever I may be facing, or a trial or a tribulation or something like that, or a struggle, I just am reminded that God is more powerful than any devil in hell that may be coming against me. And so we praise him and we are reminded of his power. Somebody say power. R is righteousness. Righteousness. It says in Psalm 36 verse 6, it says, your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. I love that. Oh Lord, you preserve man and beast. Somebody say God is righteous. God is righteous. And it says in Daniel 9:14, it says, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he does. That God is righteous in all his works. And so we know that God, his righteousness sustains us. His righteousness protects us and takes care of us. And because he is righteous, listen, when I think of righteous, we can get very technical on it, but I just like to think of it like this. He's always right. Somebody say, he's always right. And so he may be taking you through something that is like, God, what are you doing? Can I tell you, he's right. He didn't get it wrong. God does not mess up, and he does not fail. He is always right, and his judgments are right. And he sees what we're going through. And if we're done wrong or something has been done unjustly to us, God knows that. And he is righteous and his judgments are righteous. And we know that we can trust him because in everything he does, every work which he does, it is righteous. A is able. He's powerful, he's righteous, and he's able. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. Think according to the power that works in us. God is, He's able. He's able to take you through anything. He's able to deliver you from anything. He's able to sustain you. And can I tell you this? He is able to help you develop continual praise in your life. You maybe say, you don't know, the atmosphere that I work in is like polluted. It's like poison. But I can tell you that your God is able. He's able to do anything. Anything you need. He's able. So why wouldn't we praise Him? God, You're able. So listen, you say, man, I don't know what to say. Man, these are just some ways to help you get started. God, You are powerful. God, You're righteous, and You are able to do anything that I need You to do. Anything that I desire, You are able. It says anything above all that I can ask or think. Anything that I can think about a lot. I can think a lot, and I can dream big. I can think big. And sometimes I get a little bit too far ahead of myself. Sometimes my dreams get a little out of control because I get in the flesh. Does anybody do that? But can I tell you that my God is able? Look at somebody and say, He's able. All right. Infinite. Infinite. Oh, I love that word. He is infinite. Romans 11, 33 through 36 says this, Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Now think about that. He's our counselor. He's our defense. He's our God. He's our fortress. He's the one we run to when we're in trouble. And it says, Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from Him and through Him and for Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. This is the depth of God. Infinite. It's infinite. His wisdom is infinite. His knowledge is infinite. I love that God, there's no beginning, there's no end. He always was, He always will be, and He knows the end before it ever happens. And so why wouldn't I want to praise Him for His infinite power and wisdom and knowledge and the things that God has to offer us? Man, I want to praise Him and get close to Him because I want to, you know, if I knew that Alex had the answer for every problem that I was ever going to face in life, guess what? I would be hanging out with Alex a lot, right? If he had infinite knowledge, infinite wisdom, when it came to investing, guess what I would do? I'd come around Alex, hey man, what should I invest? Where, when, how, right? If it had to do with how to deal with struggles or difficulties in the workplace or something, man, I would really be hanging around Alex because he's got infinite knowledge and wisdom. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit is living right here inside of me, and He's got infinite knowledge and wisdom. And so guess what I do before I go to my investors? Guess what I do? I spend some time with Him. Isn't that cool? I spend some time with Him because he knows where I need to put the money. How many believes that? He knows what I need to invest in and what I need to stay away from. He knows that just because something is really high today, He knows that it may be really low in 3 weeks and never come back up again. And so He has infinite knowledge and wisdom, and He can guide us and direct us. The problem is we don't spend enough time with Him. Right? Well, he wants us to praise Him and continually praise Him, and He wants to spend time with us knowing that He is infinite in knowledge and wisdom and that He has all the answers. Somebody say He has all the answers. S is strength. 2 Samuel 22, 33 says this, God is my strength and power, and He makes my way perfect. Now that's awesome. He makes my way perfect. God, I don't know what you're doing in my life. Well, I know this. He's making your way perfect. It may not feel like it. It may not seem like it. It may not feel like you're going in the right direction, and it may seem like you may be going through trials and tribulations a little too much, but he's making your way perfect. And here's the deal. He's giving you all the strength you need to make it. He is your strength. Somebody say, he's my strength. And the E, the last one, if the worship team will come this morning, he is everlasting. He's never going to run out. His grace is never going to run out. His mercy, never going to run out. His power, never going to run out. Isaiah 40, 28 says this, have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. God is never going to let you down. God is never going to run out of whatever you need, not just to make it through life, but God wants you to triumph as a victor, as the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. And for that, he is worthy of all of our praise. Can somebody say amen? Would you stand with me this morning?
Hey guys, Pastor Travis here with you again. I pray that you were encouraged by today's message. Also, I would like to invite you to check out our website at ucmagnolia.com. There you can see what's going on at the church, and you can give online and be a part of what God is doing right here in Magnolia and around the world. Also, we would like to invite you to join us in worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.